How do you have a spooky season? Let's discuss. Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after, from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
Spooky season is upon us.
Yeah.
And we've celebrated, I feel like, in ways that we hadn't before.
Well, it was funny because when we were thinking about the episode, I felt because there's this holiday that's coming up that people do dress up.
It's called Halloween.
It's called Halloween. But this is like a perfect opportunity to us to have like that, you know, I'm thinking of like the Simpsons, like the Halloween, you know, the Treehouse of Horrors episode, you know, so we talk about spooky things and we don't really do spooky things here, but right. Then you said, maybe we do. We do immersive experiences.
Yeah. We were like, okay, we want to talk about Halloween and just kind of the fall season. And I was like, you know, it's kind of like Star Cruiser in that you get dressed up. You go to these like immersive experiences and you get free treats. Sometimes you get tricked.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, well, let's have a conversation about all of the things that we've done. Because like I said, we've done a few things this year that we hadn't done previously. And so we thought this would be a nice big recap of all things spooky to do.
Yeah.
So let's dive right in with like probably my least favorite, which is haunted houses.
So when we started dating, I don't think during our, I would go with my friends in high school.
Yeah.
And it was like the week, you know, everybody would pile in a car and go do some haunted houses like locally. And, you know, it was a good time. Everybody laughed and screamed or whatever. But I think when we started dating, that was not your gig, not your thing at all.
Nope.
And so we just never did.
And for context, we've been together since we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And I had been to one haunted house. This has changed recently. I had been to one haunted house ever in my life, and it was with my siblings, and I'm the baby. And so you can put two and two together and see how that was. But they were just like shoving me in front of like anything possibly scary and like shoving me to the front of the line so that I would get scared first. And I was like, never again. And I was pretty young too. I was probably like, I don't know, 13 or 14. So I was like, no, I'm out. I'm out. This is not my thing. So yeah, I have not done haunted houses. And for the longest time, like I didn't want to be scared.
And again, it had been so long that I've done them that I didn't recall like how, if they were scary or, you know, you just kind of forget, right?
Right.
You don't do them often. You're just kind of like, I don't, you know, I remember, you know, laughing and stuff, but not to the point of like, oh my gosh, it's so scary. But
right.
Of this year, we went to, we had done Mickey's Not So Scary, yeah. Right?
So because I don't like being scared, we're like, Mickey's Not So Scary, Not So Scary. Perfect, right? And it's like, not in the least bit scary, like in actuality.
Disney.
It's Disney. But they have a special ticketed event on a few nights throughout the week. And it's a Halloween party. And you can go fully dressed up in costume. Now, they still have some rules, like you can't wear a full helmet. You can't wear like long capes and trains and those types of things. But you can wear full costume. And you run around the park and they have trick-or-treat stations. They have a special stage show. They have special parades. They have special character meet and greets.
I kind of feel like they have some of the coolest costumed characters in the Not So Scary. Well, East has Not So Scary. West has
Oogie Boogie Bash. Yeah. And Oogie Boogie Bash, I feel like, is probably a little scarier than Mickey's Not So Scary. Because Not So Scary, it's really just like character meet and greets and then like low ride times. And then you can go get candy, right? And we did it a few years ago. We went with like a big group. And we all dressed in like Toy Story, like you and I were Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Yeah. and it was fun, but I don't really care so much about like going to get candy. And like our son didn't really care about it either.
I will say this year there was like a churro that was apple flavored and
it was like caramel a poisoned and apple, yeah.
Oh man, that was so good. That was so, like, it was dangerously good because I was like, I want another. And I was like, no, I can't. Like, I can't eat these all day.
Stop. We didn't go to the party. That was available, yeah. Like, throughout the day. But yeah, it's just a ticketed event. It's like any other party that you would have at Magic Kingdom. Oogie Boogie Bash, I did that one last year. And that one, they have some character meet and greets, but they also have the villains. So it's Oogie Boogie Bash, so it's more villain themed.
Yeah.
And so it's a little scarier, but it's still like completely safe because it's Disney.
Well, I think that's the one I want to eventually try to make it to, because like they have Ernesto de la Cruz, the
Sid from Toy Story,
the Sanderson sisters, like Minnie, Daisy, and
Clarabelle. Yeah,
like having them as that, like it's super cool just seeing them like in these other costumes. And then I think Mickey and Goofy and Donald are in the Kingdom Hearts. Was that for Halloween?
Yeah.
So it's like they have a lot of just like dressed in other things.
Like you said, they're like really rare costume characters. But that one's cool because it's a meet and greet and you can stand in line to go meet them, but it's all out in the open. So you could just like walk by and like see them if that's all you're wanting to do, is like literally lay eyes upon them.
Yeah.
Or you can wait in the line and go.
Yeah, that's
like
probably what I would do, because I sometimes feel weird when I'm like, okay. Hi, Mickey.
Hey, hello. Hello, yes.
How are you doing?
But they also had this thing called the Villains Grove, I believe it was, which was, it's not haunted house in any means, but it's just like dark and kind of foresty. And this all takes place in Disney California Adventure. So there's lots of trees and everything, and you walk through and each of the areas of it is themed to different villains. It was really neat. Did lots of like cool things with lights and spider webs and those types of things, but again, not scary. And then they have a parade.
So how much of these aspects do you think they would bring into what they were, the blue sky, the dark park stuff? Do you think they would bring that type of thing, or it would be like its own?
I think it would still be its own thing. Like if they had a specific land or park dedicated to like the dark park, right? Like the villains, I think they would maybe take some elements of it, but it feels like the formula for Disney ticketed events is meet and greets. And then they had the treat trails and everything too, which they wouldn't move over. But it's really those meet and greets, or like those characters, special characters that are out. And then they have the special parade and things. So I think it would still be separate. Who knows?
But we're talking about Disney.
It's
a lot like characters. Like there's not too many boos there.
Very cute. Not too many boos. Well done.
But there's Halloween Horror Nights. It's Universal.
Yes.
And
very, very different.
This year, it started piquing my interest because they had Last of Us, and they talked about
Stranger Things.
Yeah. That was like the big thing for me. I was like, you know, it's big in the Stranger Things, and they were going to have the house again. And that's the interesting. They have these houses, basically. It's like, you know,
they're haunted houses.
Yeah, haunted houses.
And they're themed. And we also thought they were going to do, we've been like, we've never played the games, but we're like really big into the Five Nights at Freddy lore.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, they're going to have a Five Nights at Freddy house. They didn't. Oh, yeah. But
next year.
Up until this point in my life, I was like, nah, not going to happen. Not doing Halloween Horror Nights. Like,
peer pressure is a son of a gun.
I was so peer pressured. So we both went this year separately. We did not go together. So when I was in Orlando for a work conference, before you guys flew out, I went to go visit my friend who was playing music on Universal City Walk, and just to go say hi. And then instantly
you knew that was going to happen. Like you were like up to the entrance.
Literally, I could look and see it right there. And yeah, I got peer pressured. And like the tickets had sold out online. So I was like, oh no, you can't go in. I'm so sorry. And they're like, no. Go to guest services. They hold tickets over there.
Just for you, Sarah. How many you need? That's how many we
have. That's exactly how many we have. And so I went in with... they were friends. They were acquaintances. And we came out friends on the other side of it because they saw sides of
it. It's one of those trauma.
Exactly. Trauma bonds.
Yeah.
And we went and we were able to do a lot of houses. Let's talk about the shows first of all. So there's a handful of shows that take place at Halloween Horror Nights. And this is true. It is nothing like Not So Scary. Like, let's just lay the groundwork out first. Nothing like Not So Scary or Oogie Boogie Bash. This is straight up horror.
Yes.
Like when they say Halloween Horror Nights, like this is a compound of haunted houses.
But I think the thing, and compared to like a local haunted house, this is like scary, but an organized scary. Like they're very like
a safe scary.
Yes. Like, you know that it's not going to go to an, like, you know, Universal's not going
right.
to get themselves sued type
it's of thing. It's not like a carnival roller coaster set up in a mall parking lot. It's a theme park equivalent, right? Yeah. Like, it felt, you knew you were going to be scared, but you knew that you were also.
I knew I wasn't going to die.
Exactly. Like, they have chainsaws and stuff out, but you're like, I know nothing bad is going to happen, right?
No accidents.
Right. But they have these scare zones also in between. So as you're walking to and from the different haunted houses, they have what's called a scare zone, in which there's props and everything set up. And there's a story. There's an overarching story, which
that's
is
what,
cool.
That's what I thought was really cool. Is like the whole, like you didn't have to do the houses because that's kind of like the ride, you know, quote unquote rides.
Yeah.
But there's these zones. But the whole story, like if you just walked each of the zones, it's telling this story of, oh my gosh, his name's
Dr. Oddfellow.
There you go. It's like very Facilier type, you know, Universal's version
of. Yeah, but there's a whole lore out there, and it has to do with like the zodiac signs and going through time, and I think it was trying to get like immortality and all of these things. And so because it time jumps like that, they had 1969 like music festival, they had like a circus vibe, they had a jungle, they have all these different scare zones, but they all work together because of this larger story.
Yeah.
And I think even the haunted houses played into that somehow.
Maybe some of them do. I think there was one.
There's one Oddfellow house, which I didn't do that one. But yeah, so it's all interconnected, which I thought was, it's cool that it's not just like, here's a bunch of haunted houses, like go have fun. But you can do it. And this is how they got me when we went. And I'm not going to call you guys out by name, but they were like, you could stay on the sidewalk and the scare actors will not come and scare you. We will stay on the sidewalk the entire time. I'm like, guys, I have not been in a haunted house in like 20 years. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to react. Like, I'm just being real honest with you. I might be super chill. Like, I might just like droid out and like, I'm fine all the way through. I might punch somebody. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And so they're like, we're going to stay on the sidewalks the entire time. We walked on one sidewalk at the beginning of the night, walking in. And then we met up with more friends. And by the time we met up with more friends, like we were just walking right down the middle of the street. And it's scary because they have like fog and stuff.
I think the funniest area was like the 70s area.
That's the one we were in the most. Yeah.
Because it's kind of like more the central. But the people, they're like, because you could, I think you could go dressed up as well.
Kind of. Yeah.
So it was almost like people were dressed like, because it was 70s. So it's like people just dressed in like loose clothing. So I didn't know if they were actors or if they were just people, you know.
That was what scared me. Is like, are you a guest or are you going to scare me? And then they would be like, wah, and they would jump at you. And you're like, you're scared. Yep.
You're the scary one.
But it was really fun. Like, I was shocked at how much fun I had. And then we had I don't know that you guys utilized our strategy when you went, but going into the haunted houses, because it's single file. I was like, no. I was like, I have to be by myself. Like, there's no buffer on either side of me because it's tight in these haunted houses.
Intentionally
tight so they can scare you. And so we're like, okay, I don't want to be in the front of the pack because the front is where you're going to get scared the most, right?
Yeah.
And then they're probably going to scare you again in the middle. So it was like, let's put Sarah like 3/4 of the way through. So I was the next to last. Or but I guess I think
they know that. I kind of feel like they know. Like if you're in the front, they're kind of like, okay, this is not the one to scare. It's the number two, number three person.
Yeah. But there was, I think, like 7 or 8 of us. And so I was like the next to last person. And then there was one person behind me to like protect me. And it was funny. We went through the first house and the girl that was in front of me, like she would go like this. And you can't see it on the audio, but she would like jerk her head to one side or she would jerk her head to the other side. I'm like, do you want me to go that way? Is that where the scare is coming from? And so I'm like screaming at her in the middle of this haunted house. I was like, what are you trying to tell me?
It's like they're trying to say something.
And so then by the time they would be like, right, left, 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 every direction. So you would know where the scares were coming from. I made it unscathed. I think I went through four or five houses and it was fun. It was not my favorite part.
I think going with, again, it reminds me of, you know, like in high school, when you go with a lot of friends, that's the funnest part. Because even waiting in line, you're okay with it because you're just like hanging out and having conversations before. So that wasn't necessarily the worst part. I think the worst part is because we didn't plan on doing these, you know, the Halloween nights, we didn't have like any kind of express pass or, and seeing the people that had like the RIP, I think that's what it's
RIP,
called.
RIP, yeah.
That was the way to go because they like get you through everything. And so you could do everything and anything you needed to do and yeah. get it knocked out.
So there's a few options for like getting through quickly and not having to wait in the long lines of the haunted houses. That is getting an express pass, which is an express pass just like if you were doing the a park day at Universal where you get the express pass and you just go in that line at any time. It's not like Disney where you have to reserve a time. I don't think for horror nights, you just like go. Then there is the RIP tour and you can do an exclusive RIP tour, which obviously is going to be expensive. And then you can do a non-exclusive RIP tour where it's like up to 10 people and it's just, you're in there with who, you know, whoever else booked that time, but they get like front of the line.
Yeah.
So you can go do everything. And if you're going to do it and you're going to spend that money to go, like if you have one night to do RIP or to do Halloween Horror Nights, do the RIP or yeah. do the express pass at a minimum.
But they do sell out. Like it's one of those, you have to be at the very beginning of it.
Year sold out super fast. Cause like, I remember quoting somebody for a trip at the beginning of October, they wanted to go. And I was quoting them like in July or August. And the dates that they wanted had already sold out for RIP.
And they
so
start,
I had to like move
they start
around.
Selling stuff before all the houses are even announced, right?
Yeah.
So you just basically like, if you're
you
wanting
go?
To go, you're going.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what that house is themed
That's
to.
That's true.
My eyes were looking at the back of the head in front of me and that was that. Because they were talking about, oh, you went in this house. Like, what ending did you get? How was the story? I'm like, there's stories in the houses.
I think we did the Stranger Things one, you know, because
I
went,
was my favorite.
I went a different.
You went a week after
yeah.
me. Yeah.
But it was fun. I think the thing, it wasn't necessarily scary. It was more
Stranger
just like.
Stranger Things wasn't. No.
It was more of just like being able to see like scenes from the show is what they replicated.
It was like Star Cruiser, right? Because it was like you're in Stranger Things.
Pretty much. That's what it's like. Oh, yeah. I remember this part. Like
because you know, they had like Eddie. And Dustin up there
playing.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah.
Or the Max when she's
yeah.
being picked up.
I mean, that one, you're not like, yeah, you weren't cheering for that one.
But yeah, it was fun. It was cool to go and experience it. And like, yeah, same thing. When I went, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to react. Cause like I hadn't done it in so long. Like,
yeah.
Am I going to be screeching or am I not going to give a reaction?
When you get scared, you get violent.
Well,
like you
so there,
personally
yeah,
get violent.
Because like, there's like the fight or flight reaction, yeah. or was it fight, flight, or run?
Fight, flight, fight. Wait, fight or flight, or freeze.
Okay,
I freeze,
okay.
right?
And but yeah, my reaction is to fight,
yes.
and so I was like, I'm very scared that
you're gonna
I might
somebody.
Fight.
Yeah, like whenever I scare you at home, I crouch down. So in case you've never thrown a punch, but in case you do ever throw that punch, I am like cleared. Yeah, I mean, we handled it. I was very scared,
yeah.
but I had a good time.
Did and you? Then, so there's the Mickey, there's Disney, there's Universal. We didn't go to it, but there's also like kind of the Knott's Berry type of.
I think it's Knott's Scary Farm.
Okay,
is what
they change it
they
to.
They do it too. Yeah, we've never been to Knott's Berry Farm though.
So
that'll have to change.
Yeah,
we're gonna
go check it out.
At
check
some
out
point
the these scary houses.
But one thing, really quick, going back to Halloween Horror Nights, there is a show called Nightmare Fuel.
Oh,
Halloween
yeah.
Horror Nights.
It's very interesting that
I cannot believe that takes place in a theme park.
it's not bad. It's just like scantily clad
dancing and pyrotechnics, and it's a show. It's a stage show. It would be like going to watch like an Indiana Jones stunt show, but with lots of dancers and black and leather and. Fire.
Yeah.
It's
like a magic show. Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. It's like a magic show. It was really fun though. But yeah. I was surprised. I was like, as the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, this isn't a theme park. This isn't a theme park.
No, you're probably like, Disney wouldn't show this.
Disney would never. I didn't get to go see any of the other shows, but we did make sure to go watch that one. But I was just the whole time I was like, oh my gosh. Universal. Who knew?
It's like a little hot in here.
Oh my goodness. But yes, so we conquered it. We did Halloween Horror Nights. I said I would never, and look at us now.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was enjoyable. Again, I want to see. I think more for me would be the what houses they are.
Yeah,
just to pique my interest. Like if it was something like, oh yeah, I want to see that because of this or whatever.
Right. I have a feeling it's not going to be our last Halloween
Horror
Nights.
Yeah, I don't think
so. But if you're not in the theme parks during the spooky season, this is the way that we celebrate every year, is just like making costumes.
Yeah.
Like before Star Cruiser, the only thing that we really costumed or like got dressed up for was Halloween. And so we have a history.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think for Halloween before, because we didn't have like cons or anything that we dressed up for.
Yeah.
We did make that effort of like start planning early, you know, start making it, and we would go all out for Halloween.
Like all out. Like you have a Master Chief like Halo helmet, and I remember we tried to make a mold of it because it was like a little too, there was something inside that you couldn't do it. And so we were trying to make a mold.
And this was like years ago. This is before like 3D printing and
Way before all of that. But we've always been like really hardcore about costumes.
But I think the hardest thing was before there wasn't, you know, they would have a costume contest here or there, but it wasn't like the costume contest, I think, of now.
Yeah.
Or like the cosplays of now. Like it was very much like the local bar is having a costume contest. And if you didn't buy the spirit version of the costume, you bought the little bit higher, like you won.
Because you were in, yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like, I said, or if we
you
would made go,
it, you're like, oh, you won. Here, we'll give
so
it to you.
So long as it looks decent, right? Yeah. I say we would go hardcore for our costumes. And I feel like we did. We put a lot of effort into them. Did they look great? Like compared to like what you've created for like Star Cruiser and stuff? Like
that's, it's just, we evolved.
We I think have that, evolved. It's just,
yeah.
I'm so proud of us. But my favorite, and I don't know if you want to talk about like our, like standout costumes, is when I was pregnant with our first, we were like, Do we do a couple's costume? Because sometimes we do couple's costumes.
So talking about couple's costumes, and this is going to kind of be put it out there.
Oh, man.
There is couple's costumes where it's like the plug and socket.
The lock and key.
The lock and key type couple's costumes. Yep. Which I'm going to say I don't like. I don't find it funny or cute.
Okay.
And I'm so glad. I appreciate you for not ever making me do a mustard and ketchup type of costume. Although we did do Mrs. and Mrs. Potato Head, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah, but that's like a, that's a,
but again, we were at Disney,
a classic couple.
So,
yeah,
so, but I prefer the more like in the same universe type of costumes. Like,
yes.
So we did the, so
we've done Speedrunner and Trixie.
Yeah.
I can't remember all of the ones that we've done, but my favorite one was when I was pregnant, and I was like, I think like second or third trimester pregnant, like very pregnant. And then at the time it was on still. So we did Game of Thrones. We did Khal Drogo and Khaleesi.
Yeah.
And that was back when my hair was dark, remember? And so I wore a blonde wig. You wore a wig. We like scarred up your face, put a beard on you.
I think the funniest thing is the party that we went to, people were didn't recognize us, because I mean we had like the full,
we
like,
had to post a picture of it,
like the leather and everything.
Yeah.
And it was just like they were kind of like, who is this? And then once we started talking, they're like, oh, like
it was like a lot of leather scraps had the belly like out and everything. And, but you know what, like all of the stuff that we bought for those particular costumes, because they were like earth toned and leather, we're still using them for like Star Cruiser costumes. Like I think most of your jacket was from, or like some of the stuff we made recently, I pulled out that box of that stuff.
Yeah.
So thank you, past Sarah and Steven. You were helpful to us. But yeah, that was my favorite one, I think. I think that one was, it just like, it was perfectly timed. But yes, we do same realm costumes. But here's the other interesting thing. When you're doing costumes, and we talked about it on our last episode, especially for Halloween, you're dressing up as somebody else.
I think that's the hard part, is like now, because we've had that freedom of being able to just dress up in the realm of, like if it was just like a scoundrel with the jacket, if I was wearing that trick or treating, you know, with the kids, people are not going to know what that is. No. I have to be as like, I'm this character, I'm this character.
Dressing up as Han, or I'm dressing up as Lando. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where the appeal to me of dressing up for Halloween, it's kind of gone away, because I'm like, but I could just be my cool characters. Like, I can't walk down the street in Betty Bantha. Like, nobody's going to know who that is. Yeah. They're like, are you, what are you? Oh, a 50s diner lady.
Yeah. Like, and I think that's where you would almost get more upset when somebody says you're something else.
Yeah.
Like, and it, just in general, like if you have a costume and that's that, there's like that, like fine, like, okay, I don't want to say that this costume is this, because if I am wrong, if I was that person, I would be offended.
Right.
Cause like, you know, you worked hard to get a certain look.
Right.
And it would just be a slap in the face to be like, oh, you're a milkmaid. And you're like, no, man, like I'm
a blue milkmaid. There's a big, big difference. It's a whole separate galaxy. So yeah, I mean, I actually don't have plans on dressing up for Halloween this year.
I mean, right now I think it's one of those, you know, see what we could scrape together type of things.
Yeah. Like we're getting the kids' costumes together, but like for the two of us, it's like, meh.
Yeah.
Meh. We'll see. But there are scary movies that we could watch.
That's what I think, because I'm usually the one passing out candy when we're at the house, you know, when you take the kids out. I would be interested to see if our, now that the kids are getting a little bit older, the change in the Halloween movies. I was going to say Christmas, you know, little Nightmare Before Not Christmas. Yet. But that's typically
it's
one that's
the bridge.
On.
Yeah, that's
it's, the it's one typically that plays. The one that's on. But, you know, leading up to it, you know, the week before. So probably, you know, from when you get this episode to the day, there's typically, I remember on, was it on ABC? It was
ABC Family.
It was like the 21 days of Halloween.
Yeah.
So it had every type of Halloween story.
It was 31 days. It was the whole month of October.
Oh, I didn't watch. I went at 21.
But so. you would have.
That's 31's too much for me.
Too much. You would have all the Harry Potter movies, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then you would have...
Which is weird. Why would that be Halloween? I guess because it's wizards?
I guess. I don't
so,
know.
On that, okay. I saw a funny video. It was like a reel or something like that. But they were talking about how, like, when you say, I want to see Halloween movies... I want to see Halloween Town, not The Exorcist. So there's like right now in the house, there's like a very different Halloween movie as opposed like other people's Halloween.
Listen to me though. This all goes back to when we first started dating. So, and this will date us for sure. When we were first dating, the first few years of us dating, the movie The Grudge came out. And up until then, I watched all the scary movies, like the scary movies, like horror
films. So like
films.
Child's Play, Nightmare on Elm Street.
No. Like those are class. I've never seen those because I was like a little too young.
See,
for
those. Those are the ones I grew up watching and I remember. Now I didn't watch any of the new ones, but like since we, you know, was it before Sarah? BB Sarah?
BB Sarah.
But before that, you know, I would watch, you know, all the, you know, Tremors.
You haven't seen The Shining still?
I didn't. I haven't.
Still haven't.
Well, because
seen it.
I didn't see it before. And then not because I didn't want to, but I just never saw it. But once, you know, we started dating, it was one of those like, oh, I can't watch it
and
anymore.
And that's like the only one of the like classics that I've seen. But I think I started watching horror films like Scream. I think Scream was like my first horror film. And then I loved them. I would watch everything and I would be absolutely terrified to like walk from one room to another because I was just sure that there was some kind of ghost or spirit or monster or something right around that corner that was going to snatch me. And God forbid I had to go up or down the stairs in the middle of the night.
But I think that
turn the lights off.
I think that was anybody like everybody out there, please comment.
Validate us. Yeah,
but I think everybody did that. Like if you lived in a two-story house or there was stairs, you had to turn the light off downstairs.
Downstairs.
You would prepare yourself. You kind of like, we're about to do the 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
You hit the light switch and run upstairs as fast as you can because that shadow monster was going to get you.
Was absolutely going to get you. You had to be two steps at a time. Yeah. But I loved it. And I loved it from Scream all the way to, I think that was like the first and only scary movie that we had, like for a long time that we saw in the movie theaters. It was The Grudge. And that was the one with, I think, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and like the hand comes out of the back of her head when she's taking a shower and there's like shadow monsters in the corners of the room and all these things. Sorry, kids, if you're listening, I'm just realizing. I don't know what it was about that movie. That movie like messed me up. I think because it was more in your head than it was like, oh, it's Scream. There's this like crazy killer on the loose that I just like, I was like, I am absolutely.
It was too real for
you. It can live in my head. I am done. I am absolutely done. And I didn't watch a scary movie for like 15 years, probably after that.
Yeah.
It was, I was done.
You took me down with you.
I did. Well, we were watching the movie and I was like, I want to leave. And you're like, it's fine. You'll be fine. And so I was like, okay.
But no, I mean, what was it? A couple years ago when the first It came out.
It Chapter One. We went and saw that one.
And
I was fine for that.
Yeah.
I was totally fine.
I think there was a lot of, you know, because I saw that. I saw the new Chucky.
That one was fine too.
It wasn't, you know, scary per se.
Yeah.
I think it. I don't know. I feel like it was more about like the gore, not about like the suspense part of scare.
Yeah. Well, and so. I feel like for the most part, when you do watch those scary movies, you can feel like, you know, when something's about to happen, like there's kind of context for when something scary is going to happen. So you can prepare yourself at least a little bit. But yeah, for a long time, we didn't watch any scary movies. And now we're slowly getting back into it. Like, not crazy. Yeah, but.
I mean, like right now, like in this house, like Freddy, Five Nights at Freddy is like the scary movie that we were anticipating. And
which is like
our 8-year-old is excited for it. And even now our 4-year-old is like, I want to see it. And we're like, I don't know if that's going to be okay.
Yeah. Like how terrible of parents do we feel like being?
But I mean, we've watched the Treehouse of Horror stuff.
I know.
And it was.
And they're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, let's discuss. But it's funny. So like Five Nights at Freddy's specifically is, it's a video game. And like, it's supposed to be like happy and fun and like childlike creatures, but it's scary.
No. I think the thing is, and this is where it kind of like hooked us, because there's so much for us. There's so much lore into the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that it is, you know, loosely based off of like a Chuck E. Cheese, you know, that, and then there's like the whole murder thing. Like there's just so many like
murder.
There's so many like interesting aspects of it where it's like, could it be real? Like, you know, or imagine if it was real. And so it's not like, I don't, in my head, I don't think it's like a gore type of scary. Now, there may be gore, but I don't think it's like that type of, it's going to be like the,
like a jump scare,
a haunted house where you're like, oh my gosh, like, oh, you got me good.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have like lore on top of it.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm very excited for it. Maybe we'll have to do a first watch and see exactly how scary it is before we traumatize the children. But that, I mean, that's really for us. That's what we do, is like we've done it now. We've done Halloween Horror Nights. We did Mickey's Not So Scary, you know, a few years back. The dressing up this year. We're a one piece house this year.
So yeah.
We've got Straw Hat Luffy or Monkey D. Luffy and Roronoa Zoro. I'll never say that right.
Yeah. That's always funny, right? I feel like for years I had a cousin that was always a ninja, like for multiple years because.
And pirates.
Yeah.
There we go. A ninja and a pirate. That's what our kids are going to be this year. So if nobody gets what it is, we're like, yeah, they're a ninja and a pirate.
Yeah.
That's super funny. And then the movies.
Yeah.
See, for me, it's always Hocus Pocus.
I think that's the thing. It's like, again, it's kind of like Christmas time where these classic movies are always just playing.
Right.
You may not be sitting there watching it, but while you're cleaning up, doing dishes, cooking, you have just these movies on there watching, you know.
And there's like the classics, and everyone in our family has, if it's Halloween or if it's like a Christmas movie, we all have the movie that has to be played at least once
exactly.
of the season. Otherwise, everything's ruined.
Yeah. Like, so what would you say yours is?
For Halloween, it's probably Hocus Pocus. But like Nightmare Before Christmas is a really close second.
I like Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah.
And I think unanimously we all love that one.
Yeah.
But like Hocus Pocus was just like, that was my jam growing up.
Yeah,
you could only watch it when it was on TV for the longest time, it felt like. So, but we're little emo kids, so it has to be Nightmare Before Christmas. But yeah, I think that's it. I think that kind of wraps up the spooky season. It's coming to an end. And then we slide into the holidays, even more into the holidays.
Yeah.
And that's a fast slide too.
Oh yeah.
Whew, so let's take a moment. Let's breathe it in. Breathe in the pumpkin spice and just enjoy the spooky season.
The holidays are coming.
Enjoy it while we can. But I think that wraps up this episode. If you have a favorite tradition that you do for your spooky season.
And let us know your favorite Halloween movie.
Yeah.
What's your go-to? Maybe we need to watch it over here.
Ooh, yeah. But not too scary, please. He's not too scary. All right. Until next time.